This is In the Flesh, written by Blind Radiant, read by Mistborn Hero, a Stormlight Archive podfic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Shallan, Kaladin, Adolin. It is tagged for fluff, a happy moment, a little comfort, snuggling. Summary. Adolin and Shallan finally succeed in inviting Kaladin to come to their rooms for an evening. They talk, joke a little, and comfort and reassure each other, then snuggle. Finally, after weeks of planning, awkward interactions, close calls and failed attempts, Adolin and Shallan succeeded in getting Kaladin a storm blessed into their rooms for a romantic night shared among the three of them. It involved spending more time trying to chase the Windrunner than actually talking to him, conspiring with various members of Breach 4, and wonderful cooperation on Seal's part. But it happened at last. That evening, Adolin sat with Shallan in the sitting room of their quarters, grinning like a fool as a tentative knock sounded on their door. Shallan shared his expression. They were both looking forward to tonight's activities. Even if all they ended up doing was talking, they would take things at whatever speed was comfortable for Kaladin. "Come in," Adolin called. The door opened, and Kal stepped in, looking tense and uncertain. He closed the door behind him but stayed near as if expecting the need to bolt at any moment. He looked around with discerning brown eyes, frowning intently. When his eyes fell on Adolin and Shallan sitting on the sofa, he froze. "It's all right, Kaladin," Shallan said softly. "Come join us." Adolin saw Kal's shoulders relax minutely as he took a breath, then slowly approached. He sat on the floor in front of the sofa between Adolin and Shallan's knees, but not touching either of them. "She meant join us up here, Breach Boy. Kal," Adolin said, only belatedly realizing that his usual nickname for Kaladin might not be appropriate in this situation. At first, Kal didn't respond. Then, he slowly got up and sat on the edge of the sofa between Adolin and Shallan. He was still very tense, but it was a start.
"You can relax around us, you know," Adolin said.
Kal let out a breath. "Can I? This feels strange." "You can," Shallan assured him. "We wouldn't have invited you if we both didn't want this." "This?" A few anxiety aspirin popped up into existence around Kaladin's head.
"We want to spend time with you, Kal," Adolin said. "More than that, if you're willing."
"I thought Seal was joking about that," Kal muttered under his breath, rubbing the back of his neck. "She wasn't," Shallan said, grinning mischievously. That caused Kal to relax somewhat, the anxiety spread slowly fading away.
"Why? I mean, why me?" Kal asked.
Adolin laughed.
"Kal, you're one of the most amazing people I've met."
He kept back a remark about the Windrunner's near-constant stormy expression for now. Kal was still too on edge. There would hopefully be some time for well-meaning jabs later. "There's a kind of magnetism to you," Shallan added, because of your caring nature. Kal's frown deepened. He picked up on Shallan's redirection.
"You're both trying too hard," he said suspiciously. Adeline sighed and exchanged the look with Siobhan behind Cal's head. They had figured that he would pick up on their initial attempts, but it had been worth a try. "This is new for us too, Kaladin," Siobhan said. "I don't know about Adeline, but I feel as if a horde of gremlins is cramming around my stomach." Adeline nodded.
"I feel like that too. It's almost like the feeling I get before a duel."
"If we're also nervous about this," Cal said, shifting slightly, "it might be a sign that we're doing something wrong here."
"Absolutely not," Siobhan said, at the same time Adeline said, "I don't think so, bridge boy."
He winced as soon as the term left his mouth.
"Sorry,"
he muttered, feeling himself blush.
"For what?" "I didn't think calling you bridge boy would be a good idea under the circumstances."
Cal shrugged.
"I've kind of gotten used to it. It feels off if you intentionally try to avoid it." "All right then,"
Adeline said, smiling again.
"Then, to answer your question, bridge boy, all of us being nervous doesn't mean this is a bad idea." "What makes you say that?"
Siobhan sighed and elbowed Cal's ribs.
"Hey!
Have you ever not been nervous when going into a new situation, one where the outcome is important to you, but extremely uncertain?" said Siobhan.
"I suppose you have a point," he said slowly.
"Yes, much like a shard blade, my point is quite keen." Cal groaned and dropped his face in his hands, and Adeline rolled his eyes.
"Love," Adeline said. "That was awful."
"That was rather blunt of you," Cal deadpanned. Adeline and Siobhan both groaned, and then laughed at their identical reactions. Cal even cracked a grin for a moment. "See?" Siobhan said triumphantly. "Bad jokes do have a purpose."
"If that purpose is to make me never want to interact with you again, then I agree,"
Cal said flatly. Adeline caught a slight twitch of the mouth that indicated that Cal was probably joking. He chuckled and slapped the Windrunner on the shoulder.
"She's right, though. Isn't this better than whatever we were trying to do earlier?"
"I can't argue with you there," Cal said. "That just felt like you were trying to back me into a corner." "Sorry about that," Siobhan said. "Neither of us were quite sure how to approach this."
"Back to my original question,"
Cal said after a moment.
"What you're trying to tell me is that we're all nervous about this just because it is something new?"
"Exactly," Adeline said. Siobhan nodded enthusiastically. Cal seemed to consider that. He glanced up and to the right, then nodded slightly.
"I wonder what Celie's telling him right now," Adeline thought.
Cal finally let out a long breath and sat back, letting go of some of his tension. Adeline carefully laid a hand on his shoulder, and when Cal didn't pull away, he wrapped his arms around the taller man's shoulders, pulling him closer. Siobhan rested her free hand on Cal's knees. Slowly, Cal reached out to both of them, resting his left hand on top of Siobhan's free hand and his right hand on Adeline's leg. He still didn't seem completely comfortable with the situation, but this was a vast improvement from how things had been 10 minutes ago. There were a few minutes of silence. During that time, the only sounds in the room were those of the three of them breathing. Adeline allowed his head to fall back, feeling his body relax after the stress of the day. Shallan looked around the room several times, never neglecting to glance over at him and Cal. Adeline was sure that she had taken several memories to draw out later. Cal even seemed to grow more comfortable in the quiet, the lines of his perpetual scowl fading until there was only a hint of the expression in the corners of his mouth and eyes. Finally, the Windrunner spoke.
"Thanks, both of you," he said, his voice barely more than a whisper.
Adeline briefly squeezed his shoulders.
"You're welcome, Cal. I really want this."
"So do I," Shallan said, smiling.
"I still can't believe this is real," Cal said. "I keep thinking of reasons why this should be impossible, why you both should leave me alone, why I shouldn't allow this." He trailed off and shook his head. "But for every reason I consider, the two of you are still here. I'm convinced that I'll screw things up eventually, but..." He took a breath and seemed to brace himself. "I'm storming tired of thinking of ways I could fail. I think I want this. If the two of you are sure that you can put up with me and my brokenness."
"Of course we can," Adeline said without hesitation. "At least I can."
"We're all broken, Kaladin," Shallan said. "Of course I can deal with your brokenness, assuming you can put up with mine." She and Cal shared a long look. Then Cal nodded. "All right," he said, his shoulders finally relaxing completely. "Then I really do want this." He blushed and looked down, but that only made the moment sweeter for Adeline. He smiled at Cal, who returned a small one of his own. Shallan practically bounced with happiness, and Cal turned his tentative smile towards her. Adeline admired the other man's face, and how even an uncertain smile changed it so drastically. For once, Cal actually looked his age. Adeline tightened his arm around Kaladin's shoulder, and the Windrunner rested his head next to Adeline's own. Cal removed his hand from Shallan's, only to wrap his left arm around her shoulders. Shallan smiled and put her head on Cal's shoulders. The three of them held each other close, each of them knowing, at least for the moment, that they would never be alone, as long as they had the other two for support. For this slice of time, they were happy. The end. Thank you for listening. This has been recorded for Polypod Week. I hope you've enjoyed. Thank you for listening, and please remember to drink some water today.